Studio 360.
Rock music lyrics are filled with larger-than-life characters.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid,
Roxanne.
Mary, Mary.
But a great song written in the early 1970s had characters who weren't just larger than life. They were a group of specific real people. To tell the story of this song, we have an author.
I'm Richie Unterberger. I'm a rock historian.
A director.
My name is Catherine O'Sullivan Shore. I wrote and directed a 3-hour series entitled Andy Warhol's Factory People.
And somebody who watched that song come together firsthand.
My name is Betty Kronstad. I'm Lou Reed's first wife, and I'm writing a book about our relationship, my life with him, and the title is Perfect Day.
Just a perfect day.
When I first met Lou, he was in the process of leaving the Velvet Underground.
Lou Reed left the Velvet Underground the end of summer of 1970. He moved back with his parents in the Long Island suburbs, worked for his father's accountancy business, typing, doing really functional, drab work.
But he was also regrouping to see about whether or not he wanted to continue in a musical career on a solo basis or if he wanted to go into writing, you know, and just become a poet.
In 1971, he was approached with the idea of kind of doing a musical adaptation of the Nelson Algren novel, A Walk on the Wild Side, which by the standards of its time, the mid-20th century, was a very earthy, even kind of seamy look at these street-level characters.
And I think within a week, you know, it didn't take very long, he didn't have the job anymore. But he kept the title, Walk on the Wild Side.
Holly came from Miami, FLA.
Holly came in from Miami, Hollywood Lawn.
Hitchhiked away across USA.
She was a he who was being a she.
Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Well, today we use these terms like transgender and transsexual, sexually fluid, and all it might apply to Holly, but they would have hated being pigeonholed because they were, first and foremost, they were fabulous.
Even if you didn't have direct experience with transvestites, which must have applied to a lot of teenagers who bought this hit single when it came out, you could figure out what was going on.
She didn't exactly shave her legs, as Lou wrote. She waxed her legs.
And it's not negative or it's not really celebratory. It's just very realistic.
This is what Holly would say. Of all of them, I loved Holly. We didn't think we looked like women, she'd say. We just want to get high and get laid.
So, just because people don't like it and they have no use for it, that don't mean it's garbage. I have use for it. I deserve it.
Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
Candy Darling, she was a transvestite also. And like Holly, she had a great sense of humor.
We're rich, we're famous, we're beautiful and miserable.
Candy was very beautiful and serious. You know, she was a lot of depth. Very beautiful.
She was painfully beautiful, actually.
Don't you want to learn to be glamorous?
Candy. And for the first time in the top 20, we have a song talking about oral sex.
So it's a modest breakthrough in that way. No matter what you felt about giving head, to have that not just on FM underground radio or in your home, you heard it everywhere.
Well, that was how they made their money. And they lived very flamboyantly, yet they were in the shadows. You know, they worked their trade out of the trailers in the meat market. And there they'd be with the platform heels, clattering along the blood-stained cobblestones.
Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, Joe, take a walk on the wild side.
Little Joe was Joe D'Alessandro.
Joe D'Alessandro was an actor in several films that emerged out of the Warhol factory scene.
And he was this muscular, straight, studly guy. I just loved the way he performed because he was just so deadpan. And he's a serious actor. I mean, he's still working.
Do you have that underwear?
No.
Well, how am I supposed to make any money without clean underwear? Did
John wear that?
And in these films, he played this character who we would call kind of a gigolo.
But, I mean, they didn't call it prostitution. So as far as they were concerned, they were just making some money and having fun.
You don't have to follow everybody. You know, do more or less what you want to do. And what you like to do is make bread, right? Make it
fast.
Yeah,
right.
Right. So the easiest way to do it is, you know, what you're doing here, looking for those dirty old men as they walk by, right?
Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was Jim Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Well, Jackie Curtis was James Dean one day, and the next day he would decide to be a drag queen. And he was the wildest of all of them. I mean, just put on a new dress and just rip it up and say, well, it's a look, isn't it? Amazingly talented.
Do you know any poems? Starving for culture.
And everybody was on speed all the time.
Even a reference to Valium, as there is, was very unusual because you're mentioning a product, a drug product by name.
Jackie would get up and you'd see her putting the speed in the coffee and she'd say, I don't really take drugs. I just put a little something in my coffee in the morning to get me going.
I think A Walk on the Wild Side was a hit in spite of having all of these taboo references in its lyrics because it was a really catchy song.
It is. It's a very catchy tune.
You probably got these people who were really afraid of thinking about these subjects or thought it was wrong to sing about them, liking the song before they realized they were listening to a song that was talking about unconventional sex and transvestites and drug use.
Take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
The women who are actually singing the chorus on the record, the backup singers, they're not African-American. They're white. But they sing in a way that was popularized by black women soul singers.
I don't think anyone took it seriously. I think the song screams, have fun, embrace life, you know, just walk down the street, have a great time. Doot, 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 doot. There it is.
That story was produced by Jenny Cataldo and BMP Audio. Of all the characters in Walk on the Wild Side, the only one who's still alive is Joe D'Alessandro. Lou Reed died in 2013.